Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turtletaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics. Joining me today from Sao Paulo, Brazil, is Peter Stradiotto. Peter is the Legal Compliance and Government Relations Director for Latin America for Samsung. Peter, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you, Adam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's dive right in. There's been a lot going on in Brazil with the ongoing prosecutions of corruption. It seems sometimes that there's a headline a day. What has this meant for the business community?
Yes, Adam. Yeah, that's, you're right. That's a lot of going on in Brazil, especially in the last 3 years. And actually, from the compliance community, there is a positive side on the, on those processes. I think that today we have a feel from the community that the institutions are getting stronger in Brazil. That's the reason why we see a lot of enforcement, investigations, and obviously a lot of penalties or even sometimes a request to implement integrity programs. So I think that's a process going on, and I think for the good of business environment as well. Another thing, from my point of view, is that I think is the world is has been managed by waves, and from my point of view, I see the wave of the international business to request a better environment in every region is ongoing. I see the movement on the early 2000s in US, and I see after that the Europe ongoing as well. And then I see now Brazil and a few places in Asia obviously reinforcing their policies, procedures, and even legislation or regulation to enforce a better business environment and obviously the most ethical environment for companies to work. I think it's a global movement, and we have a good eyes on it, a positive eyes.
I have to say that we've certainly seen much of what you've seen, too, in terms of the global growth of attendance at our programs. And Brazil, of course, remains our number two country in terms of membership. The Clean Companies Act in Brazil obviously had a lot of impact in terms of getting people's attention and focusing them on what's going on. How's it affected compliance programs there? I imagine between the law itself and all the prosecutions, it's making it much easier to sell management on the value of a compliance program.
Yes, Adam. Especially in Brazil, what we've seen is a massive wave of companies looking to implement compliance and integrity programs. We see the companies looking for professionals, consultants, and even big four companies to implement those programs. And there is a very a huge discussion in the country where companies, first of all, try to understand what is the spirit of this compliance programs, how to implement and how, and most important, how to be effective. I think companies learn from this, let's say, the stressful process in the last years in Brazil that they need to have a better risk management on, in this area, and then they need to be more preventive for situations that they could predict and obviously to control better. In order to avoid, let's say, to taking so many risks and sometimes to be exposed to those risks. So the overall picture is that we have almost every company in Brazil, and you mentioned the companies listed on the stock markets and so on, looking for compliance programs, implementing process in order to not only fight corruption, but actually to comply with the other laws where they operate.
Well, it certainly makes Brazilian companies a lot like those in the U.S. and elsewhere. I mean, you know, trying to measure effectiveness is a difficult challenge, especially for companies that are even mature to try and figure that out. You touch upon another topic there, which is the wide range of risk. It's not just the anti-corruption risk. What are some of the other key areas for anyone operating in Brazil to focus on?
Yes. I would mention at least two or three that actually Brazil is very strong today. It's getting stronger even on regulation. Brazil has a fame of, especially on labor laws, to be very strict. So I would say that Brazil is the top one on labor lawsuits against the companies and all over the world. And obviously the company has to be very tight on it and control very well. Otherwise, they can have a very, big and massive labor lawsuits against them, even threatening the operation of the company in the country. So the compliance programs now are reaching that as well. So it's not on compliance with anti-corruption law, but compliance with all the laws, including labor laws. The second one, I would say consumer law. We've seen in the last years that consumer laws are increasing, especially when we mention data privacy, and we mention data protection, and obviously this is if we take the new technology ongoing, if we take the new use of technological products, the internet, and so on, I think people feel more concerned about how the companies are using their data, and this is a thing that we see growing fast in Brazil as well. And at last, which is Brazil has a history as well, is environmental law. As you may know, Brazil has the Amazon, has a lot of forests covering the country. And obviously the international community have an eye on it as well, in order to keep this, Brazil as, one of the countries still protecting the environment. And obviously companies who operate in the country have to take into consideration those laws. Otherwise, they could face a very strong obstacle. So consumer, labor, and environmental laws are in the radar of every company who wants to operate in the country.
That's good to know. Now, you've worked with several international companies that do business in Brazil. What are some of the common misperceptions from a compliance perspective about doing business there?
Yes, I believe, Adam, that first of all, when you see only the news and what's going on in the press, and obviously the news are sometimes stronger than what is the real world. And people tend to think, especially out of the country, that, okay, I think there's no way to do business, because sometimes it's very, you see that the whole picture and see a lot of news going on, a lot of investigations, and maybe you can find that it's almost, a big obstacle to operate. But that's not the real world. That is the world of the news. Actually, when you dip and you dive in the country, you're going to see that there is lots of areas to explore and obviously to operate on a safe way. To operate in a safe way, the companies obviously need to do their homework, and the homework of every company who wants to avoid the major risks is obviously to design their risk map, where the company is operating, and especially those risks concerning the company and where they're gonna operate, what kind of industry they are going, what kind of sales they are gonna do, if they're gonna involve too much government, or even they're gonna do only private sales, and so on. Every time the company decide to do and to implement a new business, they have to map those risks in the country. And obviously, as soon as you map, you can manage them. Manage them in a way that you can keep safe and operate in a safe way, avoiding the risk. If you go for a country, it don't matter the country, and Brazil is not different, without knowing that, obviously it's like to enter in a forest without knowing the risks. So obviously you're going to find a lot of problems. But if you are someone who knows the forest, as if you take a guide And obviously, even know where to go, how to avoid those risks, and obviously to achieve and reach your target, your goals in a safe way. That's what I have to say for the companies who want to operate. Brazil is a rich country in resources and opportunities, and obviously lots of chances for the future. And the company needs to know that, to get knowledge, to deep dive, and obviously to design a program that they keep their faith in their way, and obviously to preserve the company's assets as well and image.
Well, it also bears noting that, you know, it's there's big business opportunity there. It's a very large economy, a top 10 in the world. Finally, before we go, you know, how do you see the business climate evolving, particularly from a compliance perspective, over the next 5 years?
Yeah, so what I see for the future then is that risk management will continue to be a key process for companies to operate. As I always say, is if you don't manage those risks, obviously you can face even more problems than in the past, because we see the law enforcement going on, we see institutions getting stronger, and obviously the scenario is that the company just needs to be more prepared for those risks and to overcome the obstacles. And the second point, I would say that every company today, no matter in Brazil or abroad, they need to preserve their reputation and alter their image. We've seen that that's the key process for the company to continue their life. So for doing so, I see in the next 5 years that the company will get stronger on compliance and obviously integrity programs. They're going to do business more carefully. They will take a very, let's say, deep approach in to understand the local needs and the local regulations in order to go safe in a go safe in this path. So for me, it's that look the risk, study the risk, design a compliance program to avoid that or to go and to pass in a safe way for this road. That's what I see for the next 5 years. But on the other side, a lot of opportunities as well as the economy is going back, and obviously there's lots to do in Brazil.
Well, thanks for sharing that advice and your wisdom today. Thanks to all of you who took the time to listen. This is Adam Turteltaub from SCCE saying thank you again, and hope that we expanded your compliance perspectives.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Adam.